And a lot has been happening in view of the refugee situation in various places around the country. And where we're going to start this week is in court, or this afternoon rather, is in court. Let me take you back to last week. Remember, we spoke about the refugees who'd been occupying the Brooklyn Waterkloof area for some time, and how by last week they had vaulted the fence of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees and occupied the grounds. Well, it wasn't long before the police intervened. There were clashes between them and police, and about 185 refugees were arrested. Now, today, they've been appearing in court. And our reporter, Thando Kubeka, is there because the case is continuing, taking quite a long time to be processed. And you'll understand why in just a moment. Thando, hi. I hear they have been appearing in groups today because of the large number of refugees there.
That's right, Joanne. They have been appearing for most of today. And of course, they all can't be accommodated in court. So they've been appearing in groups of 30 to 40. And the first group, in fact, has appeared this morning. There were about 33 of them. Most of them had opted to get their own defenses and say that they don't want to apply for legal aid. And that case was postponed to Thursday to allow officials time to verify their statuses and to check if they have any pending previous cases or convictions. And they will be kept in custody until their next court appearance. And the morning was a bit chaotic with the first group because, you know, after the first proceedings, after the proceedings were adjourned, the group chanted "No more South Africa," making it clear that they don't want to be in this country anymore. They are unhappy and want to be relocated to other countries. And we also had the second group, which were about 40 men. They all abandoned their bail application and opted to represent themselves in court. And the state postponed their case to next week, Wednesday, for further investigation. And the state prosecutor, you know, stated that the group may also face charges of public violence. And the third group just appeared. Their matter has also been adjourned to next week, Wednesday. And of course, we have about two buses that are still bringing more of the refugees who are still to appear in court today. So the majority of those that appeared were men, and they were all Congolese nationals. And of course, they will all be remanded in custody until their next court appearance, Joanne.
Right. I see with the large number of people appearing that this verification process, looking into their records, into their documentation, as well as whether there are any possible convictions or you know, crimes suspected, it's obviously going to take quite a long time for the investigations to wrap up there, Thando.
Of course, it will take quite a long time, and to take into consideration that it is a large number. So a lot of investigations still need to continue. We still have another group of people who are at the Lindela Repatriation Center. Those were, you know, women. The group includes, you know, women, children, who are still also waiting for their documents to be verified, and also, you know, identification processes to happen there to, you know, identify which of the refugees are legally authorized to reside here in South Africa or to seek refuge in this country. So it's still a long process that is going to unfold, Joanne.
Thando, thank you so much for watching that process for us. She's in attendance in court as all of these cases are processed.